been a lot of talk just about both sides to kind of defending the offense that both teams have, but how important is kind of neutral zone defense going to be in this, and is that kind of an underrated part of this series?
It'll be important for sure. You know, I think a lot of the neutral zone is, you know, a lot of that depends on, you know, a team's gap and limiting time and space for them to enter the zone. And, you know, they're pretty exciting, high scoring games throughout the regular season. I don't know if they'll go that way again, but you know, definitely want to make sure we're not trying to force things. Do the things that we've done all year, and a big part of our success is our speed. So we want to come out quick.
From an atmosphere standpoint, can you learn from Game 3 in Minnesota what this might be like tonight?
Yeah, you know what? Played them towards the end of the year as well, and got a little bit of a taste of, you know, what it can be like in this building. And, you know, obviously watching last year, you know, it's gonna be buzzing tonight. So should be fun. You know, they're gonna try and feed off of it, and you know, we're just gonna be focused on a level we have to get to.
Does it change the first 5-6 minutes of the game at all?
We know they're going to want to come out strong in their building, just like any other team, same as us. But, you know, I think for us it's just enjoying the moment, making sure we're, you know, right mentally going into the game. We know they're going to come out hard, and we're going to try and do the same thing.
At least one of these games here and flip the home ice advantage.
It'd be huge. Yeah, we know it's a tough building. You know, both buildings are tough for each team. So for each road team. So yeah, I mean, that'd be huge. But you know, we've done a really good job just taking it one game at a time, and we'll start with that tonight.
So what's the tone you guys want to set with puck drop?
Same we have even going into the Minnesota series. You know, I thought game one in Minnesota against Minnesota was, you know, maybe we were a little bit nervous, but you know, that went away pretty quick after about the first 5 minutes. So, you know, learn from that, come out strong, come out quick, and do what we've done all year.
Predators and Avalanche kind of had a very physical series, so there's a suspension given out. How do you guys kind of keep the physicality up and kind of assert your tone in the series, but also kind of keep it within the bounds?
Yeah, it's a fine line for sure. You know, we've been a physical team all year, and we want to continue that, but we don't want to go out of our way to you know, make a hit that, you know, isn't necessary. You know, we've done a really good job of getting on the puck quick. You know, that doesn't necessarily mean hitting guys, but you know, we've shown that we're a pretty physical team. I think it's just a matter of being physical when it's the right time to be.
Is it a big deal getting Toby back, or are you guys so deep that it isn't in that?
Oh no, it's a big deal. Tobes is you know, a very intelligent hockey player. The little plays he makes, you know, in my opinion, go, you know, pretty unappreciated. But you know, to have him to jump back in, he's going to be a big pickup for us on the back end.
How important is it to be holding guys up for their forecheck up without taking a penalty? Because you know they're going to want to get some hits on smaller D like Toby and Josh.
Yeah, I think they're going to want to get hits on everyone, you know, just like we will. But you know, it's no secret they have a strong forecheck. We like to think we do too. And it should make for a very fast series. You know, we're expecting a very high level of hockey here tonight. And I'm sure it'll only build throughout the series. But you know, I think it's safe to say both teams. You know, one of our strengths is you know, the speed and the quickness of each team. So, you know, it should be very, very fast and very exciting to watch.
Is this week off been driving you crazy, or has it been good?
A little bit of both. You know, you get a little bit of, you know, recovery. You can, you know, in that sense, it's been nice. But, you know, we're all chomping at the bit to get going here.